What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Classic Beck Jenke and classic Rush Williams back at it. Another episode. Championship preview. We're recording. Championship preview. Rush Williams is on the podcast once again this week. Beck Jenke's back. Beck, this, you know, we're restarting. We had a little rough era at the start, but Beck, yourself, fantasy season, what you've been doing, all that, etc.
What's up, guys? So just got back last night from the Ohio State Tennessee game. Good to be back in Atlanta. Second time since July, so that's been good. My fantasy team, we were, I want to say, 10-4 in the regular season, most points for the time being, best record, and I lost in the first round, of course. So I feel like that's always my luck. You know, the first year of this league, I lost in the finals to the guy sitting next to me, Rush.
Yep.
And then I've been a first round exit both times, but I've been the one or the two seed every single time I've been in this league. So that's been a little frustrating, not to have a title yet, and my title drought will continue. But hopefully I'll win the points race. I've had Jonathan Taylor on my team. My quarterback's been Joe Burrow. He's had a great year. I got the Ohio State tandem of Garrett Wilson and JSN. I was trying to get Chris Olave from Rush all year long, but that didn't really work out. So, yeah, here I am trying to win the points race in the consolation bracket. That means absolutely nothing, but I guess I beat Bach this week.
You beat me this week. I still put up like 120, which isn't bad.
I think I was in like the 150s or something, so.
Yeah.
It was my worst week of the year. It was last week, and of course that was the one I lost in the first round of the playoffs on, so.
Thursday Night Football, Broncos at Chargers. You know, I just said this. I think, you know, if you had any other guy besides Bo Nix on your fantasy roster, I don't think you won the championship or you're even in the championship. Bo Nix is probably one of the better pickups you had this year. I think the thing with Bo Nix and the Broncos is when they go down, they can't come back. They get down, they're not coming back up, right? So the system is not made for that. And when you give up 34 points, even in Denver's offense, you're not going to win, even if they're playing that well. Chargers side of the ball, I just don't think you can't name Justin Herbert a top 15 quarterback or a top 15 fantasy quarterback until he wins a big game. He's winning games. I think that's because of coaching, though. I don't even think it's because of him. Like, this roster was very depleted compared to last year. Sure, the running game's there, and sure, obviously, Joe Alt was one of the better pickups they've had, but there was nothing that's made this offense extremely better compared to losing two really good receivers. And I think Keenan Allen actually comes back to the Chargers, but that's a debate for later. Saturday football, we'll have some Christmas games on Wednesday.
Let's go.
You know, Stroud is just not in rhythm. He's not in rhythm. I thought he was one of the best pocket passers. Started the year, I'm like, this guy is a great pocket passer. He's going to have a great sophomore year. They're still 9-6. They're going to make the playoffs, obviously, in a weak division. That's not what I'm going to say. Mixon looks banged up, and you know, it's week 16, so all these guys are banged up. Still not impressed with the Texans. Still got to see more, especially with Tank Dell is out. Needs to be a first-round exit for Houston this year. Fantasy-wise, Nico Collins is going to be an excellent option next year. He's always doing well. Tank Dell's just, I don't know. Like we said last week, Rush. Diggs, Tank Dell, and Stephon Diggs. They're not going to perform at their ADP. One of the three is not going to perform at their ADP, and honestly, not a single one performed at their ADP. Maybe except Nico Collins, but he was hurt, so I'll give him a bye. And Diggs got hurt, but none of them performed at their ADP at all this year, is I think what you can say. But I mean, getting hurt, it's a fair discussion. But I think Houston offense was supposed to be a lot better than it was.
I forgot that Diggs on my team. Wow.
Dude, you had Rashee Rice.
I have Tank Dell too. I'm dead serious.
My team was dirty.
So I drafted Rashee Rice. Jamar Chase is actually still playing.
Yeah.
Olave, Chris Godwin, and Tank Dell.
Is Olave out for the year?
Yeah.
I guess he is out for the year. Chiefs.
Should have traded him to back when I had the
chance. No, I said.
I would have even taken him after he was hurt just so I could say I had the three Ohio State receivers.
I said at the start of the year, I just don't think Patrick Mahomes is a good fantasy quarterback. And he's not. He has been off all year. Sure, he got that rushing touchdown. Still don't think that means much. I think Kareem Hunt also is taking over this backfield with Pacheco. I don't think you wouldn't have made the championship if you drafted Pacheco in the second round. I don't think Pacheco is worth the second round pick. Travis Kelce, though, might have gotten you there, but he was not worth his ADP. And maybe Xavier Worthy was worth it, but I don't think he was too worth it.
I don't know, Jim.
Steelers and Ravens. Russ, pretty solid game. Just could not get the running game going whatsoever. And you can't play anybody on the Steelers receiving room. Ravens. Mar's been great. Derrick Henry's been great. Derrick Henry, probably one of the best games you'll ever get from him without scoring a touchdown. It's about 20 points. Zay Flowers, good game. Mark Andrews got in the end zone. Like I said, you should play him there. Rams and Jets. Just one of those low weather, cold games, which I said, check the weather. Cooper Kupp has not been your friend at all in the fantasy playoffs, which he stepped up in my league. Kyren Williams, though, solid game. You'll take a nice, we'll call him 20 points from him. Jets side of the ball, Devontae Adams doing really well. I think Garrett Wilson is done being a Jet. I think he's playing his last two games as a Jet, and he's out. I think he's out. Breece Hall.
He's a Charger.
He's not a Charger. Breece Hall, pretty solid game. You'll take it from him. And just not much. Eagles. This game was good. Eagles and Washington. This was a fun game.
This was a good
My
game.
My cousin went to that game.
Really? I think I stayed in the Falcons stadium till like 4:45 just watching this game. I don't think I left the Falcons stadium till like 4:45 and the game ended at like 4:15.
Yeah. If you were a Tennessee fan, you stayed in Columbus till like 9:30.
Jalen Hurts. He just got hurt. No pun intended. Can't do anything there. Saquon, excellent game. I think it's a weird – this is a very weird receiving line from the Eagles. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Kenneth Gainwell were the only three people who caught passes.
Wow.
On Sunday. I think that's interesting. That's very interesting. That's a crazy stat. And Kenneth Gainwell only had one catch.
Also, the Commanders had five turnovers and still won.
How they have – wait, so Daniels had five touchdowns, two picks.
They're like, I think they
three fumbled, lost they fumbles. Three times, yeah. Brian Robinson did not do well. Jane Daniels, great game. Zacchaeus, former Falcon, great game. Oh, yeah. McCorin, good game.
Luke McCaffrey with a catch.
Jamison Crowder.
He's putting it on for us.
Jamison Crowder, two catches, two touchdowns. Falcons right. game. I think the thing with Michael Penix that stood out to me is he took zero sacks. And he was immune to pressure. And
that pick wasn't even like a pick.
That pick was Kyle Pitts saying Merry Christmas to the Giants, and they gave him that.
He's actually so bad. Like,
he's such a bust.
He might be one of the worst busts ever. Like,
somebody told me they're
something
like
something about Florida tight ends.
They're like, why do you have a Kyle Pitts jersey? Yeah. I'm like, I got clowned in the Pledge Locks group chat for wearing a Kyle Pitts jersey. Like, I got clowned.
He's like an Anthony Bennett type like bust.
Because I thought he was gonna be good. I thought he was gonna be good after his rookie year, and he was awful. He's been awful.
There's no reason to believe he wasn't going to be good coming out of the draft, at least out of his first season, too.
Like, in the first season, he played well, too. He just didn't have any touchdowns.
Yeah.
Neighbors, solid game. Tyrone Tracy, I mean, you'll take that. It's just the tank is incredible in New York. What I was back to saying, I think the thing that stood out to me against Penix is he was immune to pressure in the pocket. He stepped up, went through his three drops, did the read, and boom, gave it to Drake London. I think the best play to exemplify Penix's debut is the first drive. When it was third down, stepping up in the pocket, six-man blitz, six guys blocking, right at Drake London like on the line. What?
Is that like a dig?
It was.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it was like a dig, post, hard out.
That
10-yard out. Ten yard out.
A dig, post, hard out?
No, it wasn't a dig. It was like either a dig or like a 10-yard in.
Like, so, wait, corner? So.
Like no, it was like,
so not
like
a hard out.
Straight. No, it wasn't an out. I meant in. 10-yard in.
That makes more sense.
10-yard, it was like a 10-yard in.
Like over out.
What's an over out?
It's basically that.
It's like a
12
yard.
I just do math.
Basically, it was to the middle of the field.
Oh, I think it is called a dig. I think it is called a dig.
That's why I said
whatever
that.
The route
I think
was.
It is a
basically,
dig.
Basically, it was to the middle of the field.
What I'm trying to say is the Falcons are winning the Super Bowl this year with Michael Penix.
Penix just punched the defense on that play.
Bijan, great game. Mooney, great game. Drake London could have came back. He's fine. The Falcons will win next week to win the division.
Probably. And the week after that.
Cardinals, Panthers, James Conner, great game. Other than that, I don't want to. There's a problem in Arizona, and it's either the skill players. It's either the skill players or the quarterback. I think Kyler Murray is the problem in Arizona. I don't think it's the coaching. I don't think it's the players. I think Kyler Murray is a problem in Arizona.
I mean, he's like 4 feet tall, so.
But he's just not playing well.
There's a reason that Cliff Kingsbury did not want to go back right into coaching. He was so tired of Kyler Murray's BS.
I think it was Kyler Murray. Because then Kingsbury goes to Washington with Jane Daniels. Jane Daniels rookie year and is doing absolutely tremendous. Bryce Young, pretty good game. It looks like he'll be back next year. Thielen, I mean, who even cares? Chubba Hubbard, good game. That's what matters. Cleveland and Bengals. You're not starting really anybody on the Bengals side or the Browns side with DTR at quarterback. I'm not starting anybody.
Not with DTR.
I started Jameis this week.
But before DTR, Jerry Jeudy was like actually the best receiver in football for the last like 5 weeks.
Yeah, and then now who was that guy on the Eagles a couple years ago? Like 20 COVID year, who did so well. I think he's number 13. No. He's like this random ass guy. Was it Tyler Fulgham? Yeah. That's what Judy's going to be looked back on. Burrow, great game. Chase Brown, good game. Spreading the wealth. Jamar Chase, T. Higgins all got in the end zone. We have not gone to... There's a lot of games.
Joe Burrow's a great fantasy quarterback, guys.
Colts, Titans.
He's a great quarterback. Just their
defense. You know, Tajay Spears scored 2 touchdowns again. And he did the same thing last week. Same thing last week. Anthony Richardson is not an NFL quarterback, but he got the job done. Jonathan Taylor, 40-point game. I'm going to put up 165 points and lose my fantasy semifinal game. 165 points and lose my semifinal game.
It's a four-man league, by the way.
It's a 12-man league. I'm kidding. Yes, kiss my ass. Michael Pittman, bust of the year. Jonathan Taylor came for you when you needed him most in the constellation bracket. Lions and Bears. I'll take it from the Lions. Absolutely great game. Jahmyr Gibbs, like I said, was going to take over, obviously, if Dave Montgomery out. Among Us, solid game. J-Mo got that 82-yard bomb, which is what you like. Sam Laporta, not the best pick this year, but I think he finally got over 14 points with that game. Keenan Allen, really good. Caleb Williams is still a good quarterback. He's still a good quarterback. The stat line looks great. The score does not. I think they have to bring Keenan Allen back and give him a lot of money. Because you got DJ Moore, you got Adunze. I think if you bring Keenan Allen back, get a real offensive-minded coach like Ben Johnson in there, I think Chicago immediately makes the playoffs if Ben Johnson takes that job.
Yeah, they got to do something. They have to make a head coaching change before any of those guys think about re-signing. A lot of my friends are Chicago Bears fans, and you can just see if you watch the full game with the Bears, the like lack of effort from DJ Moore and Keenan Allen is actually hilarious. Like if you watch it, like they're so sick of this offensive play calling. So yeah, if you bring in a guy like Ben Johnson, I think the value of the Chicago franchise goes up drastically, like immediately. So in that case, I think they'll have no problem re-signing him if they do get Ben Johnson or a mind that's similar to him.
Fucking Seahawks, Sam. I mean, you're gonna play Justin Jefferson every week. Tremendous game from him. You're going to play Jordan Addison every week. Don't think Hockenson's back 100%. But Sam Darnold still looks good, so I don't think you really play Hockenson throughout. I think Geno's done in Seattle. I think this is it for Geno. I think he's playing his last two games as a Seahawk. I think they're either going to ride with him for one more season, but I think they're going to get a developmental quarterback in this year's draft and do that. Or they're going to wait until next year's class, which is probably a little bit better. Is next year's class better?
I was going to say, the Seahawks, they could really go for a guy like DJU. I'm being dead serious.
I'm going to get picked the same pick as DJU. Not drafted at all, undrafted. But I going back to Seattle,
he'd be a great practice squad player, though.
I do think Seattle has to either pick, like, I don't even know who's quarterback 3. I don't even think Ewers is going to the draft. I don't think Carson Beck's going to the draft.
Basically, there's an insane fall-off after Shitter. Cam Ward and Shitter.
Shitter.
Just know that DJU is a DJU and Nico are just both Samoan Felipe Franks. That's all I know. They're just Samoan Felipe Franks. That's all they are.
Patriots actually played really well in this game. Very interesting game.
Drake May's good.
I hate the coaching staff. I think coaching staff's got to go. I get they're brand new. I think it's a one and done in New England. I think the problem in New England is they're not tanking with this roster right. Why is Kayshon Booty, who even is that?
Kayshon Booty, yeah. LSU legend.
And Austin Hooper and DeMario Douglas and Kendrick Bourne, why are these guys getting reps? These guys are already proved what they're going to be like in this league.
You know where Drake May went to college?
DJ Mazone's alma mater.
You know, yes. And Billy B. Billy V is going to UNC.
I think the Patriots should go and get a guy like Bill Belichick. Personally,
yeah. I think it'd be a great. The jersey swap would be so good. Josh Allen, not his best game. James Cook, though, a pretty good game. Other than that, you can't trust that receiving room.
Is Josh Allen good?
He is mediocre.
Yeah.
No, you know, he broke his left hand
this year?
Yeah.
Like this week?
Yeah, like during this year, and he's still playing on it. Broken left hand.
Is he a lefty or a righty off the field?
You know, Baker.
He's a lefty golfer. Fun fact.
Is he actually?
Mm-hmm.
Said that Bakers, yeah, they would not stop yapping. Jaguars.
You know, Ryan Williams is 17 years old. Pretty crazy.
We should get Baker to the Cheesecake Factory.
Most unserious episode of the year. It's for the championship.
What happens when I come back?
Yeah, Brian Thomas, good game. Raiders running back room's also awful. Just play Brock Bowers.
He's Henry Ruggs. He hasn't been there all year.
Yeah, where the hell is your jersey?
My jersey? It's in Tallahassee.
Oh, really?
I wear it out to the bars every night.
This man's Henry Ruggs jersey.
Deebo Samuel finally did something. Finally did something. Kittle, you'll take it from him. 49ers running back room's awful. Dolphins, A-Chain is going to be a top, definitely a first two-round pick next year. Jonnu Smith, great. Tyreek Hill, probably the bust of the year, any considering he played the full year. Dallas and Tampa Bay. Dallas and Tampa Bay. What a game from future Dallas starting quarterback Cooper Rush. And hey, let's look at this.
All present.
Baker, one pick. Let's see how many fumbles there were. Rashad White lost a fumble.
What are you doing?
Rashad White. And who was the guy that got that ball snatched from him? It was 15. McMillan?
Oh, McMillan. Yeah, he's a dog, though.
Absolutely snatched from him on the deep ball. Shout out to the Cowboys for saving the Falcons playoff hopes, saving the Falcons. Right, we got.
Well, actually, side note, Bucky Irving was the best pick of the draft.
Yeah, that's fair.
True. Honestly, McMillan's pretty damn good, too.
Yeah. Also, we're recording this.
Actually had a fantastic
We are recording draft. This on Monday, so no one really cares about the Packers and Saints game.
Yeah. I'll take Packers.
I think the Packers are going to win.
I'm going to take the Packers.
Shocker.
As well. I have my black.
So, Jaden Reed scored a touchdown. Jordan Love had a touchdown. And Josh Jacobs had two touchdowns to kill my fantasy championship dreams. Week 17, Steelers Chiefs. It could be a pretty interesting game. I don't think Mahomes is a play. I think Kelsey's obviously going to be a play this week. I don't think Xavier Worthy is either. Steelers side of the ball. They got to score, but I don't know who's going to score. I didn't think you could start Russ at all. I'm just kind of staying away that game from a fantasy perspective. Ravens and Texans, you're obviously going to play Lamar. You're going to play Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, all those guys, Mark Andrews. That's what you got to do this week. You can play Stroud, and you're going to play Nico. You're 100% playing Nico, and I don't even – you can play Mixon.
Not playing Tank, though.
Could be interesting. Seahawks and Bears, I think JSN is the only guy I would start.
I love JSN.
In this game.
He's so good.
I think it's the only guy I would start in this game. Maybe Kenneth Walker. I think it's it. Seahawks-Bears.
Honestly, you start the Seahawks running back.
Kenneth Walker.
Charbonnet.
It'll probably be Charbonnet, though.
You think Kenneth Walker doesn't play? He played this week.
He didn't play the last, 5 minutes of the game, and they said he was questionable. I mean, he's on my fantasy team. I saw that he was questionable, and he didn't get another touch after that, which could have just been coincidence, but I think he got banged up at some point. But, yeah, I mean, him or Charbonnet have both been pretty good for me this year, so.
Chargers, Patriots. These Saturday games are pretty meaningful. I wish if the Cardinals want to be a pretty meaningful game, but it won't be.
Yeah, we'll get to watch them without any college football hindrances.
Oh, that's right, because they're playing on Wednesday. Yeah. Chargers. I will take Ladd McConkey. I think you take Gus Edwards as well. I don't think you're playing Drake May if you're in the championship. But I think no. Yeah. It's kind of a weird. You just don't want to risk anything here, I feel like.
Drake May, I mean, he's a nice play, but he very consistently gets you, 17 points when in the fantasy championship you're going to need, 25.
Yeah. Broncos, Bengals, you're definitely starting Bo Nix. I think Courtland Sutton as well. I feel confident in Sutton this week. Bengals side of the ball, Burrow, Chase Brown, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, obviously all those guys. Cardinals and Rams, I think Kyler's still a play. Trey McBride is still a play.
Trey McBride's been good. I think he's been better than Laporta if you were to compare the two.
I think so, yeah. He just hasn't scored touchdowns.
Yeah, that's the thing. He gets so close.
I don't even think Marvin Harris. I don't think you make the championship Marvin Harrison plays. The Rams side of the ball, obviously, I think Stafford's in play this week. I think Kyron, obviously, is play. I don't know if I can put Cooper Kupp in my lineup this week. I feel like at some point he has to do something well, and you got to almost look at his stats against the Cardinals. But you're probably not even in the championship if this guy's selling you 2 weeks during the fantasy championship. Let's see. He didn't even do that. He hasn't done that well against the Cardinals since 2023. So who knows? Obviously, you're playing Puka. Bills, Jets, Devontae Adams, that's it on that side. And then Josh Allen, James Cook, that's it as well. Raiders, Saints, Brock Bowers, and Kamara, if he plays. I don't even know if he's going to play. Colts, Giants, Anthony Richardson, and Jonathan Taylor. Giants side of the ball, Malik Nabers. Cowboys and Eagles. CeeDee Lamb, I think he will play. That's probably it. And then Eagles, I don't think Hurts is playing, but if he does, you'll play Hurts. And obviously Saquon. I think it's better for A.J. Brown if Hurts does not play, but that's my opinion. Devontae Smith, if he one caught ball away from helping the Falcons make the playoffs. Panthers and Buccaneers. Chuba Hubbard's in play this week. Oof. That's it. Buccaneers side of the ball. Baker, Bucky Irving,
not Rashad White, who's Mike absolutely Evans. Saved the Falcons season, and Mike Evans. Titans and Jaguars.
I could even start McMillan, honestly.
I would start Tony Pollard this week. Jaguars side of the ball, I'd start Brian Thomas, and that's it. Dolphins and Browns, A-Chain, Tua, Tyreek. If you pick Tyreek in your head, that's crazy. Jonnu Smith. Yeah. Browns, I don't think Judy, but I think probably Njoku, you think, right, Peck?
Yeah, I mean, if he's playing, then yeah, Njoku.
Packers and Vikings. I think almost everybody in this game. Sam Darnold, Jay Jets, Addisons, Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs. We'll see how Jaden Reed does. I'd like to see how the Saints game goes, but the
Tucker Kraft could be a play too. Tucker Kraft could be a play.
Yeah, the Packers are so unpredictable. Falcons, Commanders. I don't think Penix is worth it, but obviously you're going to play Bijan, Drake, and Mooney. Definitely not Kyle Pitts. Commanders side of the ball. Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin and Zach Ertz if he were to play. Lions and 49ers. Just give me everybody. Goff, Gibbs, Amon-Ra, J-Mo, Laporta. 49ers, I just think Kittle, and that's it. Defenses I like this week, we'll go with the Seahawks. I'm not going with the Seahawks. Let's go with the Chargers, Bills, Saints, and Raiders, Colts, Eagles.
Bucks.
But rest of the Bucks, Titans and Jaguars, Dolphins, and Lions. Wednesday, Christmas Day football on Netflix. Chiefs at Steelers. I will take the Steelers at home.
Give me the Chiefs on a last-second field goal. I say it every single week, and it works every single week.
I'm going to say the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to get bailed somehow. You just know it.
Ravens at Texans. I'm going to take the Ravens.
Give me the Texans.
Give me the away team again. The Ravens get it done.
Seahawks and Bears. I'm going to take the Bears in this one.
Give me the Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks as well.
Chargers and Patriots. Chargers have to win, so I'll take the Chargers.
I concur.
Yeah, LA.
Broncos and Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals at home.
The Bengals as well.
Yeah, Bengals, they pretty much have their backs against the wall. Good to them.
Cardinals and Rams. Taking the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rams.
Jets and Bills. Shocker. I'm going to take the Bills here.
Yeah, I like the Bills.
Bills.
Raiders and Saints. I'm going to take the Raiders to choke their choke job. Or tank jobs.
I think the Saints. I think if I'm the Raiders, there's no way I try to win this game.
Yeah, Saints.
Probably just punt on first down.
Colts and Giants. Absolute shocker. Give me the Colts.
Yeah.
Colts.
Cowboys and Eagles. Give me the Eagles.
You know what? Give me the Cowboys to spoil the Eagles. First, don't they? They're just playing for a one seed, correct?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I don't even know.
One seed and division. They haven't won the division yet.
Yeah, give me the Cowboys to spoil them.
Let's take the Eagles.
Panthers and Bucks. Minus eight is too much. Give me the Panthers.
Okay. Give me the Bucks, but the Panthers cover.
Bucks by like three touchdowns. Oh.
Titans and Jaguars. I'll take the Titans.
I mean, this is just the toilet bowl. Give me the Jags by a score of 3-2.
Yeah, Jags.
Dolphins, Browns. I'll take the Fins.
If Jameis was starting, I'd take the Browns, but it's going to be the Dolphins.
Yeah, Miami.
Packers and Vikings, I'll take the Packers.
On the road, give me the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm going to say Vikings as well.
Falcons and Commanders, give me the Dirty Birds to help lead themselves to a NFC South Division title in Washington. I will be there at Washington. Give me the Birds.
Jaden Daniels legacy game, Commanders by 30.
Commanders.
Lions and Niners. I think the Lions, I just think you don't end up with two wins in this season.
Where is it?
San Francisco. 3.5. They know something we don't. Give us the 49. Give me the 49ers.
I'll take the Lions. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Lions.
I'm not going to switch my pick now. All right. The boys are back in town. Beck and Rush, thank you for coming on. We're getting you out of here in 24 minutes. Win the fantasy championship this week.
Good luck.
And like always... let us know how you think about the rankings in the comments. Rankings will be posted on Christmas Day. And like always, we will see you next time.